The opening of our parsha begins with the mitzvah to kindle the lights of the menorah every single night in the Mishkan and eventually in the Beis HaMikdash. As we read, and we get the specifics of what type of oil, what type of fuel is appropriate for the menorah. Shemen Zayas Zach, Kasis Lamaor, special clear olive oil crushed for the illumination. Chazal explained, Rashi quotes, it has to be the purest and the choicest of oils. And what is it for? Lahalos ner tamid, that there should be a continually lit flame in the menorah. And as Chazal explained and Rashi quotes, that means kol laila v'laila kari tamid. You would light the menorah every single night. If the light and the candles lasted into the morning, that's fine. But the mitzvah is to light the candles of the menorah each and every night. The rabbis in the Medrash, in the beginning of the Medrash Rabbah, on our parsha, this is Parsha Lamed Vav, Siman Gimel, delve into the symbolism of the menorah, and specifically the symbolism of the Ner Tamid that's mentioned in our parsha and our pasuk, the symbolism of the candle. And I think very interestingly, if we look here in Parsha Lamed Vav, Siman Gimel, it seems as if the Medrash is giving three different metaphors, three different symbols and symbolic meanings, each of which is different but beautiful, to the metaphor of the menorah and specifically of the candles. The first opinion in the Medrash assumes, as pretty much all of the points do in one way or another, that the menorah and the light refers to Torah. And the Medrash asks, "Heicha divrei Torah me'irin l'adam b'sho?" How is it that this is the appropriate symbol for Torah? In what way is the Torah lighting up the life of people, the way a menorah lights up the light, the room that it's in? So the Medrash explains that this is comparable to a person who is going on a trip, going on a journey, and doesn't know where he is going. And because of that, he is constantly tripping over things, banging into things, falling down, matzah even, v'nikashalba, matzah biv, nofelba, etc., etc. And the reason he keeps on hurting himself, of course, is because he has no illumination. He has no idea where he is going. However, if a person would have illumination, if he would have a lantern or something to light the way, he could avoid all of those problems. Says the Medrash, that is the image of the candle, and that is the image of Torah, and the message we are supposed to take from that. Kach hejot shein biyado divrei Torah, matzah avera v'nichashelba. Says the Medrash, most people intend well. They want to do the right thing. However, if you don't learn Torah, if you have no Torah, you're simply not going to know what the right thing to do is, and therefore, accidentally, but inevitably, you're going to trip over things, you're going to fall, you're going to commit all sorts of sins. Aval osam shehoskim b'Torah, heim me'irim b'chol makom. But if you have Torah, if you've studied Torah, then you'll know what the right thing to do is, you'll know what the mitzvahs are, you'll know what Hashem wants from you, and then you will be able to avoid all of those problems. So the first interpretation of the Medrash is that the Ner refers to Torah, and the benefit in the message is purely pragmatic. You simply can't always guess what the right thing to do is. It's impossible. The only way to avoid all the inevitable and natural pitfalls of this world is to study Torah and understand what Hashem truly wants from us, and then you can navigate the complexities of life. However, the Medrash continues and suggests a second answer, here actually invoking the famous pasuk in Mishlei Perek Kaf, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. In what sense is the Ner somehow connected to the neshama of a person? Says the Medrash quite profoundly. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yehei Neri Biyadcha V'Nercha Biyadi Ve'ezu Nerosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zu Torah. So Hashem says, so to speak, make a partnership. You do for me, and I do for you. You hold my candle, I'll hold your Torah. I'll hold your candle. And what is the candle of Hashem, says the Medrash? It is Torah. But specifically, as the pasuk there in Mishlei continues in Perek Vav, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, what does that mean, ner mitzvah? Kol mi she'osa mitzvah, hu ki'ilu madlik ner lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Says the Medrash, by us doing mitzvos, in some way, we are lighting a candle, we are benefiting Hashem. We have taken Hashem's candle, so to speak, and kindled it. In what sense? So it seems that The Medrash is getting at that by doing Hashem's mitzvos, we bring Hashem's light into the world, we bring God's presence into the world by our behaviors and our good behaviors, ethical and ritual, but if we do the right thing, we bring God's presence into the world, we are, so to speak, bringing His candle into the world. And what does Hashem do for us? What's the reciprocity? How does He reciprocate? Says the Medrash in continuation, U'mechayen nafsho. Hashem will repay us by giving life and breathing life and extra life into the person's soul. And here we have something very interesting, that on the one hand, now the focus more is on doing mitzvos, not just studying Torah. That's the idea of the candle. But here it's not the practical benefit, but the spiritual benefit. The fact is that when we do mitzvos, says the Medrash, that is mechaye nafsho, that gives life to us. It's a spiritually refining process. We are enlivened, we are enriched, we are bettered, we get new life when we do mitzvos. When we do the right thing, when we're on the right path, we're in a spiritual groove. So it's not just what we're doing for Hashem by doing that, by bringing Hashem's light to the world, but it's like a boomerang, and that light reflects on those who do the mitzvos, and in fact gives us light, gives us energy, gives us extra life, not just light. Last but not least, the Medrash seems to have a third and final opinion, and the Medrash says something very powerful. It says that often people have a yetzer hara not to expend themselves or spend their money in either way, to give of themselves or of their property to do a mitzvah. After all, the yetzer hara says to the person, why spend the money on this mitzvah? Why give tzedakah to other people? Better you should give just to your own children or do things for yourself. However, your yetzer tov, the better angels of your nature, says the Medrash, tell you no. Just like a nair, if it's lit, a candle that's burning, you could then light 100 other, 1,000 other candles, and orbim komo omeid, you have not in any way diminished the light of your candle. That's almost a magical property of a candle. You can give away the fire to so many others. So too, when you do mitzvos, in no way will it hurt you. Anything we give of ourselves or our money to do mitzvos, the Torah promises, will not be hurt.